It was a really, really emotional week at Penn State last week with the passing of Joe. What would you like to say to the Penn State community and family that you're joining now, the healing process through everything
that's been happening?
Right. Again, you know, last week was all about Coach Paterno and, you know, just an amazing coach who meant a lot to that community, meant a lot to college football.
How do you hit a guy?
Can't even begin to tell you the things that he did there for Penn State. And, you know, that we're going to work extremely hard to uphold the standards of excellence that he set there, blaze our own trail there. It's a new era of Penn State football, and that'll start after Sunday.
You learned your X's and O's from a variety of coaches.
Yes.
What about the other stuff that goes with coaching, dealing with us, you know, talking to where'd you learn those lessons?
You know, when I was Joe just, you know, asked me about Georgia Tech. When I was at Georgia Tech, I was a running back coach, and then Ralph got the Maryland job, and George named me the coordinator. Thank him for that. Promoted me a lot, and really owe a lot to him. But at that time, you know, the program at Georgia Tech was a prominent program, like it still is, and so you had to learn how to deal with you know, media and players in a different way, and so probably really started to learn it there, which was 2001, I think, at that time.
Is that something you study in the same way that you study X's and O's? In other words, do you study a guy's demeanor? I'm sorry.
Sure. Yeah, can you guys just slide back? Sorry.
In fact, let's slide out. Hey, guys.
You trapped me.
It's a trap play. Let's actually slide right over here so we're not in front of them.
I'm speaking. I thought, shit, one day I'd like to be able to do something like that.
Oh, man. This is rough crowd.
No, I try to be myself when it comes to that. So, but obviously, I've been fortunate to be around a lot of really good head coaches.
Who's the most inspiring guy, or who's the guy you know you think most like to be?
I wouldn't say that. I'm trying to be myself, but I've been fortunate to work for you know, some really, really strong head coaches that I've learned a lot from each of them. And then again, I have a hard enough time being Billy O'Brien, so just try to be myself. It's what I've always done. And again, I'd say current head coach Bill Belichick has been a guy that I owe a ton to and have learned a lot from.
Billy, how important were
those? Trail and the new era and all that stuff. How hard is that to do when you're still trying to honor the past? And you know, and that's going to be a hard emotional disconnect for a lot of people.
Yeah, again, this is a week about the New England Patriots. But what I'll say about that is, you know, it's going to be something that we're going to have to balance, and we're going to do that. You know, we're not going to ever forget what went on before us there, and you'll see when I get up there how we're doing. But again, this is a week for the Patriots and me just trying to do the best I can as a part of this staff for Sunday's game.
Billy, how important were those 2 years at Duke, and what do you remember most about that experience?
Great kids, tough situation. Felt like I had a chance to go work with a great friend in Ted Roof, and you know, didn't win a lot of games, but felt like we got better. And at the end of the day, you know, never regret going there, and still keep in touch with a lot of guys I coached there. So, and a great university.
You got to call offense again, too, right?
It was an opportunity for me to call plays again. I'd been the running back coach at Maryland, and I'm sure Ralph wasn't real happy when I went to Duke, because Maryland hates Duke and that type of deal. But again, it was an opportunity for me to call plays and work for Ted and be at what I believe is, you know, a great combination of academics and athletics. Same type of deal that we have at Penn State, but a better football team. So that's why I did it.
Hey, Bill, before that, this is Bill's offense, but how have you put your stamp on it? How did you put your stamp on it over the last couple years?
We again, Shalice, we work hard as a staff. Our staff works really well together. You know, people don't talk about Dante too often. They don't talk about Ivan too often. And obviously Brian and Chad are kind of new to the Patriots over the last couple of years. So we all work very, very hard, and we lean on each other. Like, I lean on – Dante's been in this league for a long time, so he contributes a great deal to the game plan. And Ivan's been in the league for 20 years. So I think it's just – there's no way that you would ever say that, you know, I put a stamp on this or stamp this. It's just us trying to do the best we can for the players that we have. And then I would say the players have put the stamp on whatever success we've had. It's all about the players here. And how well they've played.
Tom was saying the other day that you've had to prepare for the possibility you will have Gronkowski as well as the possibility you won't have Gronkowski. How difficult is that?
Again, you know, we're fortunate to have a lot of smart players here. And we feel really good about where we're at right now. We've got 3 or 4 days to go. So we're going to go. I actually can't wait to get back to the hotel and start grinding it out again. You know, third down, red area, and all the things we've got left to do. And, you know, again, we've had a really good practice yesterday, and you know, we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Have you seen enough improvement from him, noticing he's out of the boot today, to begin to expect that he'll be able to go in some capacity?
That's a question for Jim Whalen and Bill Belichick, not me.
Must be why I'm asking it of you.
What's that?
That's why I'm asking
you. Yeah, you'd have to ask them. Again, we feel good about where we're at right now, and again, we've got a couple more days of practice, and we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Coach, how important is tomorrow, future of Penn State, the signing day? Are you happy with the class you're going to have?
Again, this is a week about the Patriots and really not about Penn State right now. I'm trying to do the best I can to put together with the staff a great game plan for Sunday. And I'll be at Penn State on Monday or Tuesday after the game, and we'll go from there. And we've got a lot of people, great people in place at Penn State that are doing a great job up there of seeing that through.
Bill, have you seen a quarterback run the sneak as well as Brady does?
I'm telling you, he's probably the best quarterback. Now, I shouldn't say this because it just adds fuel to his fire, but he's probably one of the better quarterback sneak guys in the history of the game. He just does a really good job. He's got a knack for it. He understands when to do it. And does a great job with it.
Do you call those, or just sometimes he just kind of see it and go?
Yeah, it's a combination of both. You know, he's played a lot of football, so, you know, it's part of our offense, you know, and so it's a combination of both things.
Probably when you see him flip the way he did last week.
Yeah, I don't coach that. I don't coach that. That was him. That was all him. He made a great play, though, and that's why he's a great teammate, because he knew that that was a big play for us in that game, And he went with his instincts, and he's a really, obviously, an excellent instinctive quarterback, and he made a good decision there.